Reggae Radio Show 1GT. Buonasera a tutti, buonasera Teta. Buonasera, buonasera, buonasera anche Antonio.
Yes I, Origino, Tazman.
Oggi ancora puntata speciale. Yes Teta, oggi annunciamo il nostro ospite.
C'è già?
Yeah.
Hi Daniel, are you there?
I am, hello. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you for being here tonight.
No problems, I hope you can hear me well.
We will, I'm gonna translate what you're gonna say. For now, will you introduce him? Daniel ha prodotto il disco di Lee Scratch Perry, l'ultimo disco che è stato nominato anche al Grammy nel 2014. Noi abbiamo l'onore di intervistarlo oggi e sapere un po', insomma, di curiosità su.
Sì. Volevamo chiedere infatti com'è nata questa collaborazione con Lee Perry, no?
So Daniel, you know, we have been looking up about what you did. That's a good. That's what is good about Facebook is that you bumped into people like you, and we have the chance to talk, and it's such an honor for us. And we want to know how you guys met, how you and Lee Scratch Perry met. However, I know how you did, but I want you to tell us.
Yeah, sure. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was trying to get hold of Lee because I was in the process of trying to build a replica of the Black Ark studio in Jamaica, and I was collecting a lot of the old equipment that he used to have.
Yes, yes, and, yes, I know about that.
You know Adrian Sherwood, the producer?
Yes, Adrian Sherwood was in Puglia many times.
Yeah,
with
nice,
us. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah, we know.
Adrian gave me an email address for Lee, and this was about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah,
and I emailed Lee and never heard anything.
Yeah, I know that.
And about 2.5-3 years after I sent the email, my phone went and there was an email on it from Lee Perry saying, "I've read your email. I'm in London. Do you want to meet?"
Yeah, that's good. Okay, hang on a minute. I'm going to translate now.
Cool.
Nonostante abbia letto questo articolo oggi su Rolling Stones, la storia è molto particolare. A quanto pare Adrian Sherwood ha dato l'email a Daniel Boyle di Lee Scratch Perry, lui gli ha scritto e non ha sentito da lui assolutamente nulla. Dopo però 3 anni Lee Scratch Perry ha risposto e in questo così hanno cominciato a collaborare, ed è questo il modo in cui insomma è nato la collaborazione. Perché non suoniamo un pezzo, che dite? So we're gonna play one of the tunes from the record. One of your songs, one of the one you sent us today.
Oh yeah, they're new. They're all brand new from a new label that I'm doing.
Okay, what's the name of the label then?
So the label's called New Roots and it's spelled Roots.
Yeah. Sì, in effetti avevamo letto di questo. La nuova etichetta di Daniel si chiama New Roots. Potete trovarla su Facebook, abbiamo fatto noi, e questo è uno dei nuovi pezzi.
I and I Rasta song.
Oh yeah, actually this one, sorry, I and I Rasta, this is coming out on Tough Scout, who I work with as well.
Oh, quindi questa invece uscirà con un'altra etichetta per cui lui lavora.
And it's featuring Puraman from Belgium on vocals.
Puraman dal Belgio, I vote.
And it's an old style roots tune. It's coming out on a 7-inch on Tough Scout Records, maybe next month, I think.
Okay, il mese prossimo esce in vinile. Go for it.
Down there in Babylon,
man, big tune.
Big tune, 1GT, all in reggae music, roots music. Dopo un sabato passato a Villa Pepe, Tita tu non c'eri, però una bellissima serata proprio di questo stampo. E allora si continua, Paolo, che succede adesso?
Si continua con l'intervista, Tita.
Daniel. Cool. Yeah, so can you tell us a little more about this song so we can tell everybody?
Yeah, so that song's, it's a really raw, roots reggae tune that I did in my studio, Rolling Line Studio.
Yes.
It's using all vintage equipment.
Yes, we know that,
I write songs, Pure Man plays on some of my songs, plays either drums or guitars, and he played on a couple of songs for me, and I was like, look, you need to do a vocal. So we did that rhythm, and he did the vocal in a day, classic reggae.
Allora, innanzitutto il suo studio ha equipment completamente vintage. Lui
vintage,
ha cercato
di
riportare il raw, cioè la crudezza degli anni 70. Qual è la domanda che volevi
fare? No, vabbè, la prima domanda è comunque, diciamo, si chiama l'etichetta New Roots, però non è intesa come New Roots, diciamo, nuovo digitale, ma forse come ascoltando questo pezzo è comunque old roots, cioè alla fine lo stile è questo.
So Fada here, he was thinking about the name of your label.
Uh-huh.
And the new roots, the studio new roots is not about though the new roots as a genre, isn't it? It's like more vintage, more raw.
Yeah, what it's about, the reason for the name is obviously the reggae revival movement's happening in Jamaica currently, where Jamaica's bringing conscious music back into the forefront.
Yes.
And we're seeing a renewed interest globally in the message that roots music's got to offer. I mean, however, in Europe, it's never really fallen away. We've always been into this kind of reggae. We never really did the dancehall thing.
Yeah.
And New Roots, for me, is about combining the best of the old and best of the new. So the people that are playing on my songs are like Huey Isaacar, Vin Gordon, classic old-school foundation players, and I'm mixing the vocalists up with veteran singers and new reggae revival singers.
That's
so it's
great.
A combination of old and new.
Yeah, let me translate this. Yeah. Allora, per rispondere a te, in effetti lui sta cercando di portare il meglio del vecchio, quindi del roots, al meglio del nuovo, perché il revival che c'è in Jamaica non c'è. C'è in Europa, c'è sempre stato.
Okay.
Però in realtà in Giamaica adesso sappiamo bene che la situazione
è scomparsa. Sì.
Quindi we are very happy to have you here because in Italy, you know, we have that very strong reggae here is very 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 strong and that's why we have much interest in what you do.
We will keep on following you. There's a few really good studios that are still doing it proper, like Roberto Sanchez's place, Pure Man Studio, The Lost Ark in Belgium, my place here in the UK. But it's all about music made with the hands, not with the forefinger.
Yeah,
that's what I call it. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
music
of course.
With your hands, not with the computer mouse.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, with your songs, we had to play them from our computer, but we have only vinyls here. I don't know if you know, but we only play vinyls. Yeah, we are... We are really radical here.
Tita, noi, diciamo, la nostra filosofia è quella di proprio mantenere la cultura della reggae music intesa come la old music 60-70, Lee Perry style.
Yeah, Lee Perry style. We are all about the 60s and the 70s and we want to keep that really strong. We fight for that. You know, have you ever heard of Altamura? You know, the place we are here. It's a town near, you know, in the south of Italy, and there's now three active huge sound systems and we play
Italy's my favorite country.
Yeah.
I came there on my honeymoon and we go there all the time.
Yeah, you should come again, definitely.
Vabbè, suoniamo un altro
Let's
brano.
Let's play another song of yours. We're gonna play Antidote Vocals. Is that
Antidote. So this
Antidote.
Is this is a song with one of the reggae revival singers. He's originally from the Dominican Republic, but he's based in the US. He's called Oriel.
Oriel?
Yeah,
I'm doing
a project for him at the moment, and this song is a really weird song. It's kind of like one drop ska roots
reggae.
It's an interesting song. You'll have to tell me what you think.
Yes, we'll do it. Come
okay.
on, let's go.
One's trash is another's treasure.
Right, right, soon now. Uno GT. Il bello della diretta, no?
That's one bone a silver over, one ounce of gold. But one man's poison is the next man's antidote. And I'll take one bone a silver over, one ounce of gold. Cause one man's poison is the next man's antidote. I be rolling up, they be mixing drinks. Throw us up tea, they in my cup while I'm up a prescription pills. College and university, would I lucky if you see my face? I would rather plant a farm than fi join in any rat race. So I'll take 1 pound of silver over 1 ounce of gold. Cause one man's poison is the next man's antidote. And I'll take 1 pound of silver over 1 ounce of gold. Cause one man's poison is the next man's antidote. You rush to work each day just to fill the quota. I meditate, all the vibes and bossa yoga. And when it hurts the most, I feel the pain. Ya build me up again, so I and I would I never complain. But some of them are poser, and some are spy. Some are revoluta, and some are lying. Try out me boozai, we fight the samurai with Rastafari. They say some of them are poser, and some are spy. Some are revoluta, and some are lying. Then try out my booze eyes, so we fight the samurai with Rastafari. One pound of silver over, 1 ounce of gold. But one man's poison is the next man's antidote. And I'll take 1 pound of silver over, 1 ounce of gold. Cause one man's poison is the next man's antidote.
Yes, Uno GT, big tune.
But a weird tune, it's true, very nice.
Qui si sentiva, diciamo, l'atmosfera caraibica, no?
Caribbean vibe,
yeah. Yes, nice, very nice. Volevamo chiedergli a Daniel, ma lui butta pure il room prima di registrare agli angoli dello studio.
Daniel, we want to know if you throw some rum at the corner of the room before recording.
What, like Lee Perry does?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Please.
It might be difficult to translate.
Okay, I'll try my best. You have a nice London accent, so I can understand you.
Oh, brilliant.
I used to live in London.
Good, so it's
thank you. Yeah, I've been living there like 12 years, you know.
Once I was in the studio with Lee, and he told me he wasn't feeling the vibes in the studio, and he walked out into my garden.
Yeah.
And he came in through the door, and he'd ripped up a tree from my garden. And he proceeded to nail the tree to the studio wall and conduct some voodoo magic on it, and then got on the mic and did an amazing vocal take.
Oh my god, ha detto che praticamente Lee Perry non stava sentendo le vibes e ha detto: senti, io me ne devo andare. È andato fuori, ha preso un albero, è tornato con un albero, poi c'è attaccarlo al muro con i chiodi,
sì.
E poi ha detto: boh, sento la vibe. And then it was good, right? Then it was
good. Yeah, right after the tree was on my wall.
Tanto che c'era giustamente l'albero attaccato al muro con i chiodi.
Volevo chiedergli a Daniel, ma diciamo con la sua esperienza, no? Secondo lui c'è gente al momento che può diciamo non competere, ma almeno arrivare al livello di gli Screech Perry come ispirazione, come produzioni, come proprio reggae music intesa nel, diciamo a livello bizzarro, no?
So you know, we are dreamers and we dream about this kind of legends all the time, and Butra is the biggest dreamer of us all. And he wants to know, for you, is there any person do you think nowadays that can be compared to Lee Perry, or there's someone like him?
I don't think so. No,
it's unique stuff.
I think Lee Perry, working with Lee in the studio, is like a combination of being hanging out with Salvador Dali, George Clinton, Sun Ra, and King Tubby.
Allora, aspetta, hai detto Sun Ra? Poi?
Yeah, I don't know if you know those people.
But I don't remember. Say it again. So Sun Ra.
Yeah, it's a combination of Salvador Dali,
Salvatore
George
Dali,
Clinton,
George Clinton, and Sun Ra. Tutti insieme.
These are totally crazy artists. Yeah. And I don't think there's anyone like Lee left.
No, it's incredible. I started to watch the Upsetter, the movie.
And
it was too much for me. I have to take it like small doses. I had goosebumps. Like, as soon as I started, I could not believe the things he's saying. They're so true. But it's so incredible to like believe that he actually conceived them. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he was the first person to put a sample into a record. He was the first person to build a home studio. Not many people think about that, but everyone has a studio in their house now, and the first studio in your backyard that I'm aware of was the Black Up.
Ha detto che Lee Perry in effetti è la prima persona che ha costruito uno studio in casa.
Sì.
Nowadays we need legends like that, like him, to inspire us, to make us strong, because you know, we are all musicians and we try just to survive with the music. It's very tough, it's very hard.
Yeah. 79 years old, Lee's still going strong. He's touring in America right now.
It's incredible. Sì, è in America adesso, c'ha 78 anni.
He lives in Switzerland with his wife, but he spends a lot of time in Jamaica as well. He's got a house in the Grill up in
sì, anche in Jamaica.
The East Coast, I think the Grill is, I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. suoniamo un altro brano,
yes.
Paolo?
Quale?
We play another song?
We play the one we were playing before, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problems. The next song is a French artist called Rosa Shanti. Do you know her?
Rosa Shanti, la conoscete, ragazzi? È francese.
Forse qualcosa abbiamo
Maybe
sentita.
We do know her, but that's the right time to know
she's
her.
She's quite new. I discovered her recently, and she's got one of the best voices I've ever recorded.
Wow.
Ever.
Okay. È molto nuova come artista. Okay, thank you for sharing.
Yeah. And that's coming out on New Roots. That's the first release on New Roots. This
primo,
one.
Il primo.
La prima
di
registrazione,
New Roots,
ok.
Sì.
Yaman, 1GT.
But you'll never catch my sound, but you will never catch my thoughts. But you will never catch my soul. But you will never,
never catch my thoughts.
But you will never.
GT on a big tune.
Nice vocals. Nice voice. Are you there? Daniel, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sorry,
okay.
We thought that on sometimes the Scappy connection goes, you know.
Yeah, funny, yeah,
and
great,
we lost. So, okay, we have here one song of yours with Lee Perry. We found it. Hello Telephone.
Oh yeah, that's new. In fact, it's new but it's old.
It's new, but it's old. I mean, yeah. It's one of the new...
That was, I think that was probably the first or second song me and Lee ever did. And we were just messing about in the studio. And then we recorded it, and I forgot about it.
Okay.
And then Tough Scout were around, and we found it, and they said, oh, can we release it? So that's how it happened.
Yeah, we were reading about it. We were reading it. Say it again. The name of the label is Tough Sound?
Tough Scout.
Tough
Quindi
Scout.
Questo è un pezzo che è uscito con Tough Scout. Era a quanto pare uno dei pezzi più vecchi, diciamo il nuovo pezzo più vecchio che lui ha fatto con Lee Perry. Dovrebbe essere uno dei primi. Stavano così svarionando e poi loro l'hanno realizzato. Lui se n'era proprio a quanto pare dimenticato.
Ok.
Daniel, we have to unfortunately say goodbye now.
After,
after the tune, we will go and select some more. We just want to really, really to thank you for being here. Very honored, and for you being just so humble and to talk with us, crazy people.
Yeah, likewise,
from Italy.
Likewise.
La prossima volta vogliamo gli Screech Perry. La facciamo insieme agli Screech Perry.
Hopefully, one day we will hear from Lee Screech Perry. Can you say hi from us to him if
you
can?
Yeah, I will do. Definitely. I'm speaking to him again soon, so
thank
I will
you.
Say that you played his music, and he'll be really pleased.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Take care. Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.
Uno
GT.
Melchizedek, Hollow to the light of the world. Hollow to the rightful ruler. In this relevant director, Nokia. Nokia phone with Pinocchio. Hello, hello to the universe. Hello to the world. This is Liscope and Pinocchio. Liscope and telephone. Liscope and cellophone. Live and direct to the universe. Hello, Pinocchio. Hello, Japan. Hello, Hong Kong. Hello, Tokyo. Hello, London. Hello, England. Hello, Great Britain. Zilly's got very live and direct and Pinocchio. Nokia phone, cell phone, microphone, microphone. And microdome, sell a tone, and sell a phone, and selling telephone. Let's get paid live and direct. Hello, America. Hello, London. Hello, Jamaica. Hello, America. Hello, Africa. Hello, Ethiopia. Hello, Addis Ababa. Sai Baba Day. Hello, hello. Hello, Krishna Hari. Hello, Hari Rama, 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 Rama. Hello, volcano lava. Hello.
Yaman, Yaman. Ringraziamo ancora Teta, Daniel, diciamo, grandissima puntata anche oggi. Continuiamo ora con gli sponsor, abbiamo gli ultimi 5-10 minuti a disposizione. Ricordiamo i nostri sponsor: Acqua San Rubinetto, Rifiuti Zero e Mobilità Sostenibile. Ragazzi, mi raccomando, siate consapevoli di ciò che fate. Fada, che punto della selezione?
Sì, allora... Per rimanere a tema, volevo ricordare un po', visto che abbiamo parlato molto di Screech Perry, questo è un brano di Bob che poi l'hanno, è stato rifatto, però le versioni originali, la prima versione è stata fatta proprio con gli Screech Perry.
È questa che suoni?
Sì, infatti. Bella. Volevo ricordare che comunque gli Screech Perry è stato un pioniere per l'uscita di Bob. Infatti erano gli Upsetter coloro che accompagnavano il primo tour di Bob negli anni 70. Ok, Rastaman Live Up, 1GT, Reggae Music.
Rastaman Live Up. Bongo man, don't give up. Congo. Keep going.
Bob Marley and Wailers. 1GT Vibes, 1GT Vibes. Ultimi due pezzi per Fada Butra. Ricordiamo gli appuntamenti del fine settimana, weekend. Venerdì ricordiamo Consciousness Sound, cambio di location, cercate su internet nuova location. Poi all'Eremo General Levy con Shanti Crew. Restiamo ancora in tema di reggae, ultime due tune per Fada Butra. Prossimo pezzo Burning Spear.
Man in the Hills, come big along, tune.
Come along, my brother. Let us do the things we supposed to do for our mother. Come along, my sister, come along too. But if we should live up in there. Live up in there.
And if we should live up in there.
And if we should live up in the year,
and if we should live up in the year,
live up in the year,
and if we should live up in the year,
my brother, go to the river to carry the water, the water. My sister wash up the dishes. She even goes to the shop and bring in the groceries. When my father brother run around and pick up the bramble to keep the fire blazing. To keep mama fire blazing. Blazing fire, fire.
And if we should be walking.
Should live up in the hill,
and if we should live up in the hill,
my mother had a girl, poor mama for your children. My mother had a girl, poor mama for your children. My daddy.
Burning Spear, sicuramente bellissima. Ricordiamo, ragazzi, ultimo pezzo per 1GT, sigla finale. Quindi ricordiamo domani mattina la replica alle 10 è su Talawa, il nostro portale, e potete ascoltare tutte le nostre repliche. Fada Butra, con cosa ci saluti oggi?
Ragazzi, io vi saluto.
Ci saluta proprio Fada Butra.
Ci vedremo a giugno e stacchiamo un po' la spina, no? E comunque ora vi saluto con Chronix Captalan. Ragazzi, Chronix, andatevelo a cercare se non conoscete, è l'artista del momento. Big up Pietro Masi, Michele se all'ascolto, e tutti i fan di 1GT. Alla prossima, ragazzi, un abbraccio. Reggae Music, Kandai.
Good God of grace, Lord will, I have His mercy. Hey. I'm Mr. Old Slave Driver, time is catching up on you. Old Slave Driver, I know your sins, them are on. So yeah. Carry we go home, I bring the runner east. Well, come on a Rasta man, a Rasta no live on no chapter land.
Oh, yeah, me.
And carry we go home,
oh, yeah, me.
As if we settle and cease. Welcome on a Rasta man, a Rasta no live on no chapter land.
I am
well, Lord America a chapter land. The whole of Jamaica a chapter land. A long time them want trick the Rasta man. Like them no know say that man a real African. You think me no member? Think
Ferdinand. And thief in Columbus have a golden plan. They make a wrong turn and end up in Caribbean. One Ross genocide kill enough Indian. Lord. And turn paradise in a plantation. And bring cross one ship load the African. Now here comes the thief in Queen from England. Now she come well and envy mother. Can't keep on top of century full of separation. And after 400 years, me send a reparation. I know them want to kill me with the taxation. But I beg you, please take me to the motherland. I beg you, carry me go home. I bring me from the east. Girl, I like a man of Rastama. I Rastan, I live on the Kachala. Could I never carry me go home? Watch them pan it up at the hill. And looking at them plate we properly feel. Because downtown have shot off the kill. Them tell it tourists every stop on the grill. So come and we start a new chapter. We not escape on the land where them capture. And me say Africa fi all to Rasta. I so go tell it and screw plus factor. Say, no look and no capture land. Go tell them that. And carry we go home. As if we send the land seas way. Yeah, man, I rock the man. I'm in a lip and no capture. Lip and no capture. Follow me now. That every garden a capture land. Me tell you shot to say that a capture land. Los Angeles that a capture land. A New York City that a capture land. Hey, some of the place where you want to live sweet. A thief in the land, there's no title feet. Some of these places where you want to live nice. A thief them thief it in the name of Christ.